From the 92nd National FFA Convention for FFA today, I'm Hannah Borg. Joining me is Lainey LeBlanc, the National FFA Secretary representing the Southern Region. Lainey, start me off by telling me a little bit about your hometown and your roots in FFA.
Sure. So I started FFA in Walker, Louisiana. It's a small town outside of Baton Rouge. And I credit my involvement in FFA to my advisors because I don't come from an agricultural background and instead had grown up in a suburban neighborhood with two dogs and not really a clue as to what I would do with my life, especially not in agriculture. And whenever I stepped into the ag classroom kind of interested in animal science, my advisor readily scooped me up and said, "You're in FFA now, and here are all of the opportunities that you have." And so she kind of voluntold me to do creed speaking, which was terrifying at the time, but really the reason that I saw potential in FFA and saw how much I could grow as a person. And after bombing my first creed speaking competition, she encouraged me to continue to try to step outside of my comfort zone, really. And so I began taking on leadership positions in the chapter and made an incredible group of friends that I still stay in touch with today. And if it weren't for my advisor, Ms. Becknell, and my incredible chapter members and just peers that were also in FFA and had found their own kind of unique path, I think I never would have gotten involved. And so I'm so happy that I was able to.
So let's fast forward from your experience in FFA high school to last year when your name was called and you got to run on the stage for national office. What was that moment like, and what was that experience, or why did you want to run for national office?
Yeah, well, that moment, oh my gosh, it was just shock and gratefulness and just gratitude to all of the people that, including my advisor and all of the other people in my support system who had kind of poured a lot into me to get me ready for that moment and for the interview process of up to election. But I think coming down to the other question that you asked, the reason why I ran, it was actually wildly different than I think maybe I thought it would have been. I ran because I wanted to make sure that students who don't come from a traditional background, who don't traditionally see agriculture as a spot for them, who don't see FFA as a place for them, feel like FFA is a home for them, because that's something that I experienced in my chapter. Not coming from agriculture, following a lifestyle that was different from my peers, being interested in things that I thought were weird but were readily celebrated in FFA. And I wanted to make sure that whenever we're on the road interacting with over 200,000 students apiece over the course of a year, that all of those students feel like they are heard and that they have value and that they can contribute to our world. And I think as I met with students throughout the year, you know, like our new vision statement is like to produce and create this next generation of leaders who will change the world. And I think that's something that has readily become my mission, is to make sure that students feel like they really can and do that in a way that they are passionate. I just actually at our Welcome to Indy Luncheon met a student, an FFA member from Texas, and Matthew wants to be a space farmer on Mars. And to hear FFA members say that they want to be a space farmer and that they want to make an impact on something beyond our world is just the reason why we do what we do, I think. And it's because of students like Matthew, it's because of those students that they don't place limits on what they can do, believe or know. They go beyond. And that's why I love having the opportunity to serve in this capacity and also meet members just like Matthew.
So let's talk about your year of service. Can you talk about some highlights and what it's like traveling on the road so much?
Yeah, I think one of my favorite parts about this year of service is the travel and getting to meet students from across the country that do incredible things in their projects, in their school, in their classroom experience, but also in FFA. I know I have so many memories from whether that's Puerto Rico all the way to New York City, where I'm meeting with members from different backgrounds that have different futures in agriculture and in FFA. It's been one of my favorite parts, just to experience that many different places, but also the different people and the culture that comes with each different state. It's amazing. It's incredible, and it's something that not a lot of people get to experience. And so that has definitely been mind-blowing and such a cool learning opportunity.
I also know you did some traveling abroad. Can you tell me about those experiences?
Yeah, so our national officer team, as well as our coaches and staff, get to come with us as we travel to Japan to meet with the future farmers of Japan and also just kind of experience and like immerse ourselves in the culture of Japan. And it was just phenomenal. I think one of my favorite parts about visiting Japan was seeing how closely tied agriculture is to the culture of Japan. Like one day we went to a green tea farm in the morning, getting to see green tea leaves harvested and learn more about what that process looks like. But then later that day, we attended a matcha tea ceremony, a tradition in Japan that's very reflective and has so many symbolic interactions in it, and get to see green tea be the centerpiece of that entire ceremony was something that really clicked for me in terms of the connection that agriculture has to the culture and how important it is for people, especially young people, to continue to make the connection that agriculture is critically important, not only to survival, feeding the world, but also to a lot of the traditional culture things that we have that exist in our world. Like, I know coming from Louisiana, food is such an integral part of our culture and of our state, and something, it's literally our pride and joy is our food. And so to be able to connect agriculture and our farmers and our producers, processors, and even all the way to the consumer to that, I think is just such a cool opportunity that FFA provides.
FFA is providing a really cool opportunity for a lot of students to come to Indianapolis and get to experience the convention and do a lot of hands-on activities. So can you tell me, what are you looking forward to the most in the next few days here at National FFA Convention?
Gosh, I can't even put into words how excited I am for members to come experience National FFA Convention. There's so much for them to consume and experience and learn. And I will say that one of my favorite things that about convention is something that we recently started doing called the FFA Blue Room. We partner with Microsoft and a lot of other great companies and individuals to make this dream come to life of how we remain relevant as an organization, but also how can we make sure that students are experiencing these learning opportunities with incredible people in incredible fields. I know for one session on Friday, Dr. Joya Massa from NASA, she's a botanist with them. She's going to be speaking to these students and showing them that like agriculture and impact is so beyond our world, and what they're doing now can prepare them for an incredible career just like hers. And I know I'm like so stoked to hear students learn from her and get to experience all the other cool stuff the Blue Room has to offer.
Can you give me some insight on what your retiring address will be?
Yeah, so I've developed my retiring address to kind of give a message that I hinted at earlier, and it's called the Gray Area, and it is about helping students, but also anyone that listens, teachers, adults, parents, find this middle ground where we can kind of get rid of this black and white thinking, this certainty thinking, and stop boxing in who we are, what we're allowed to believe in, who we're allowed to become, and kind of come to this space where we're able to collaborate and be open-minded and learn with each other. And I'm really excited to see where students take it and what resonates with them. It's something I'm really passionate about, and something that literally everyone is, I hope, able to get something out of, whether they're a fifth generation cattle rancher or a student from an urban city that doesn't really see a future in agriculture. I hope that they're able to get something from the message, and that we can all collaborate and learn from each other.
When you hang up your blue jacket at the end of the week, what's next for you?
So I plan on going back to Louisiana State University to continue my undergraduate studies in animal science and technology and communication studies. And I may even add on a fun minor after getting to experience some cool stuff this year, just piquing new interest. And I'm really pumped to go back home and reconnect with all of the people that have been rooting me on from Louisiana, and get to share with them all of the incredible experiences and things I've learned this year. So I'm ready to go home and bring back a lot of what I learned to Louisiana and also to anywhere I go in the future.
That is Lainey LeBlanc, National FFA Secretary for FFA Today. I'm Hannah Borg.